There was an awkward catch on the blasted window. Godfrey! I went the way I thought he must have gone. It was a long path and the light wasn't very good.
Godfrey! Is that you? Wait, man! Wait for me!
I thought I saw something moving ahead of me, so I tried to follow that, but...
Godfrey! Oh, it's no good. Damn it!
When I got to the end of the path, it split every which way, to any number of outhouses all over the park.
Get the breath now. Hold it.
I heard it distinctly. And it wasn't from the house behind me, either. I knew then what I'd seen, Mr. Holmes. No vision. No ghost.
And the door you heard close?
That was one of the outhouses. But which one? How could I tell?
What did you do then?
Well, what more could I do in the darkness?
You went back to your room.
And I spent an uneasy night there, I can tell you. Next day, I practiced my wheedling arts upon the old colonel. He was less than keen to allow me another night's imposition upon his hospitality.
But you persuaded him.
I had to enlist Godfrey's mother to intercede for me. The old curmudgeon gave in to her eventually. Though it was touch and go, I should say.
Once it was agreed that you should stay, did they leave you to your own devices?
Yes. Mrs. Emsworth remarked there were some places of interest in the neighbourhood. So I strolled out that morning in search.
And you found what?
I found I got no further than the end of the garden, Mr. Holmes. There was one lodge there of some size. For a gamekeeper or a head gardener, it might be.
Inhabitable, then.
Well, it seemed a likely place to start. I strolled up carelessly. And then... there was this man.
Not a gardener.
Not at all the gardener type, Mr. Holmes. Small, brisk, bearded. Black coat and bowler hat.
Good morning to you, sir.
Are you a visitor here, sir?
Certainly. A friend of the family. Well, in particular, a good pal of Godfrey Emsworth. Army chum, you know.
Ah.
A pity he should be away on his travels.
Quite so.
Yes, shame. He would have been more than glad to see me.
No doubt you will renew your visit, sir.
No doubt.
I hope at some more propitious time.
I've heard that tune better hummed. He never took his eyes off me as he went away, Mr. Holmes. To me, he looked frankly guilty.
Did you manage to get a close look at the lodge from which this man emerged?
So far as I could see, it was empty.
So far as you could see?
Well, that is, the windows were heavily curtained and I couldn't see in. I didn't want to spoil my own game by being too audacious.
Certainly not.
And I did notice the man was watching me.
He had something to conceal.
I thought so.
And is this when Colonel Emsworth ordered you off the premises?
Later. In the meantime, I went on with my inquiries.
You continue to defy your host's expressed wish?
Yes, I did.
Excellent.
I waited till night. Once the old park was quiet, I slipped my window catch and went back to the mysterious lodge. I was in luck this time. There was some light, breaking through a crack in the shutter.
A fire?
Blazing merrily. A bright lamp.
And the bearded gentleman in the bowler hat?
He was sitting opposite me, smoking a pipe, reading a newspaper.
What paper?
Well, I really took no notice.
You took no notice?
Well, no. Can it matter?
Mr. Dodd, it's essential.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All is not lost. Possibly you observed if it was a broad-leaved newspaper?
Now you come to mention it, it wasn't large, no.
Oh, the kind one associates with a weekly press.
It might have been the Spectator.
Ah, thank you.
What really struck my attention, Mr. Holmes, was the second man.
Godfrey Emsworth, well, there's no point in your tale.
Yes. Leaning upon his elbow, his body turned towards the fire. He seemed in the utmost melancholy.
You're certain it was Emsworth?
He had his back to me, but... I've sat around countless veldt campfires with that man. I can say I knew him, Mr. Holmes. And then there was a sharp tap on my shoulder, and Colonel Emsworth beside me.
And you, on the next available train back to London.
Oh, this air! Fresh like... Mountain spring water?
Mountain something, anyway.
Mountain air, in all.